welcome to another Fast Friday edition of the Character Chronicles. Each and every Friday, we keep it quick and easy. Brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. I was trying to figure out what I was going to talk about today, and I saw this Facebook post yesterday, which I responded to. Now, the page that put it out is Bug Eater Nation on Facebook. And what they asked was, this is what they said. So everyone knows we have a handful of guys who can make plays. Washington, Spielman, Martinez, Robinson, Jackson. But to get better this year and have a better 2020 season, other players will need to rise up and produce when given the chance. Who are the players you think are the guys who need to step up? Now, I thought this would be a great topic for a show, so I'm just going to read my response and talk a little bit about my response a little bit more in depth with you fine folks at home. For me, this is my response. For me, it's Juergens. Cameron Juergens, the center. Honestly, he's a freshman. He's learning. It's more about the snaps than anything else. He's going to get there, but it needs to hopefully improve very, very quickly. Noah, the wide receiver, the Cal transfer. Okay, he had over 1,200 receiving yards a year and a bunch of catches in a season at Cal. I'm surprised he's not getting more opportunities and more looks and more balls thrown his way. I'm trying to figure out what's going on there. Honestly, Austin Allen, the tight end now, he's actually stepping up and he's getting better and better. But I think he's a guy with a very high ceiling, not just because he's the height of an NBA basketball player, but he's got a very high ceiling. Bryce Benhart, now I think he's going to redshirt this year. He hasn't played. This is a guy, big-time offensive tackle, 6'9" out of Minnesota, a guy who has a bright, bright future. And I was looking more to the future with him. I could see him potentially coming in and being a contributor next year as a redshirt freshman and definitely in the future as well. Mike Williams, 4.37, 40-yard dash speed. I can't tell you how many times they put out videos on the Husker football page about him lifting heavy weights. He's probably the strongest wide receiver we have, but I haven't seen him do much on the football field. He's got to pick it up more on the football field because he's got that ability. Now, J.D. Spielman has been quiet this year. Now, he's made some plays, but not as many as last year, okay? Mo Washington just needs to stay out of trouble, stop getting suspended. Defensively, Caleb Tanner, sophomore outside linebacker, he has so much talent, so much ability. We're starting to get a glimpse of it. I can't wait till we get to see more of a glimpse because he talk about a high ceiling. He's a very talented guy who could be a high draft pick in a couple of years when he leaves the University of Nebraska. And I just said Adrian Martinez needs to get back to being the player he was last year. Think less and react more. All right, and some of the players they listed above. I said, I understand some of these players are and some aren't listed above, but we need some of our young, talented guys to step up and some of our more established guys to be the difference makers that we already know they are. Go Big Red. And so those are my thoughts because we got some young, talented guys that can step up, that have the potential, that have the ability. There's no reason to wait. Go ahead and start doing that thing now. And then we got some guys who are known playmakers. We just need Mo Washington to stay out of trouble. J.D. Spielman has made some plays this year. I just want to see more. Noah, the Cal transfer wide receiver, man, I want to see a lot more out of him. And Adrian Martinez, hopefully he's healthy. I'm recording this before the Minnesota game. Hopefully he's healthy and able to play. If not, Noah Vedral. He came in, made quick, smart decisions. I'm curious to see what they can say, what they can do. And I know Luke McCaffrey's redshirting this year, but don't forget about him. I know the fans were excited to see him when he came in for one play last game. All right, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bones. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.